Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Your boy Mike now. The game version one. The best game show on radio.
Your time is up, his time is now. You can't see him, his time is now. Your boy Mike Knox, yeah, he's shining now. The game be one, yeah, his time is now. Your time is up, his time is now. You can't see him, his time is now. The boy Mike Knox, yeah, he's shining now. The game be one, yeah, his time is now.
Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. The game version one on your speaker, so here we go. Mike Knox, the triple X hardcore host with the most of the explosives, most electrifying coast to coast. Get ready for sports, entertainment, and all that. If you don't like the way he brag, you can really fall back. Confidence is what you call that. Every Saturday from 6 to 7, you know that it's on black. World order, belt listen, so heavenly. So if you don't like it, you should listen anyway. From wrestling to sports to the movies, you name it, yo. Mike Knox, the best damn show on the radio.
What's going on, people? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's your boy, Mike Knox, and we are back with the Hour of Power in Sports. That's right, y'all. It's been a while since we've been back in the house on a Saturday where it all began. Listen, we are about to approach episode 2000, okay? Not 100, not episode 33, not, you know, episode 201, whatever it is you got out there. We about to hit on a total of this network between myself and my team, my friends, everybody who's been a part of it, up to 2,000 episodes, y'all, coming up. So to bring back, well, to, let me rephrase that, to come back to you and bring back the original, y'all, every Saturday from here till we reach number 2,000, yours truly, Mike Knox, will be in the building. But as always, people, first, the particulars. Number to call in. 347-637-3859. You can call in. You have a voice on some things I got to talk about tonight as I wear my heart on my sleeve. Make sure you follow me while you're out there on Blog Talk Radio, listening around the world on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM, Hopewell, Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM, Virginia as well. Call in, have a voice, because today I got some things on my heart, y'all, all week long. But we're going to talk some wrestling tonight, y'all. We're going to talk some basketball, some football tonight, but my heart is wrestling, okay? So make sure you follow me on the Twitter at Mike Knox. I am loud, I speak loud, and fellas, frankly, if you're not making your girl your better half, whatever it is, you wicked get loud. That ain't on me, that's on you. But you can follow me anyway. That's all my social media, Mike Knox, spelled with 3X. If you follow me on Facebook right now, that is my government. To be there, to know me, is to be there watching. That's all I'm gonna say to you. If you got my Facebook, then join it and you can share it yourself. But guys, listen, as I wear my heart on my sleeve tonight, I wear it like this, simply put. The NBA, y'all, I'm sorry, it's fantastic. I have not been here. Solid Sports has not been on since we had little changes going on in the studio and doing things abroad, as Jay Chris is now relaunching the new Twitch show, Radio. And so we're going to do some things different, but I haven't had a chance to talk about this Draymond Green and this Kevin Durant stuff. Listen, now, this ain't your regular old Fox Sports Radio program, so I'm just here to let you know that right now. So if for any chance you think this is going to get a little bit too hot for TV or too hot for podcasting or too hot for radio, then don't like it. Listen anyway. Listen. If what I'm hearing is true, and Draymond Green called this boy a bitch and said, "We don't need you," okay, I'll wear my heart on my sleeve. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve tonight, we're going to talk about these things, fellas. Le'Veon Bell, okay? Now, I had this talk with my brother-in-law, and I've spoken to other people as well. It's a very mixed vein going out there. Like, I respect the grind of a player and what a player wants to do and having the right to not play. And I don't think that it's fair that other players have a right to speak about that player doing that. It makes no sense to me. It's his dollar. I respect Le'Veon Bell more than I ever respected him before for standing on his 2 feet and saying, "I am worth what you're not believing to pay me. You can keep your $15 million. Do you agree with that? I don't know. Let's talk about it. 347-637-3859, Hour of Power in Sports. We back, y'all. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, I got to take it here, y'all, right? I got to take it there. It's the week in wrestling. Let's be honest, okay? A lot of stuff has happened in the world of the WWE and with former WWE people. Let's take it right here, right now. All right, right here, right now. The cat in the room for wrestling fans is Mike Knox. How you feel about Becky Lynch and Nia Jax? And listen, it's this simple to me, okay? It's the business. It happens. Whether she punched her on purpose or not, so what? It's the business. What I don't get, because you know where I'm going with this, is why all of a sudden when she was the hot thing of the week and you wanted to blow up her skirt, all of a sudden now you don't like Nia Jax. Stop it, people. Let's talk about that as well. Also, okay, the hate all of a sudden for Daniel Bryan. Listen, did you see I got the Uso hat and the Uso shirt on? Listen, guys, welcome to Mike Knox Penitentiary. Okay, because I'm going to tell y'all people about some wrestling which y'all don't respect and know and understand or want to understand, okay? I will be that voice for that guy that all you guys out-talk, out-gift, out-mean people. None of you can out-talk me, so be cool with that, okay? No, as AJ Styles is not going against Brock Lesnar, it will be Daniel Bryan. Yes, I'm all for that. And Survivor Series, I'll give you my prediction. Okay, I'll give them to you. You want them? I'll give them to you. I'll tell you what I think about tomorrow's festivities. Okay, I'll give it to you. No foul play coming back to. Is it really? You tell me. I don't know. You tell me. So, listen. Let's start right here with the WWE, okay? Because Survivor Series tomorrow. So, let's just get that out the way, right? And War Games is tonight. So, how can you not be hyped for the week of Survivor Series? This is where I always, in my mind, what you guys will say, I drink the Kool-Aid or whatever the talk may be from those who are, you know, that are associated with me on social media or, you know, have the privilege, in my opinion, on social media to hang with me. I mean, the Twitter world, like, I just, you know, people get followers, whatever. I really don't pay none of you guys no mind, but I'll hear what you got to say. Think I am, and that's a WWE guy. No, I'm a wrestling guy. Okay, and I'm a guy, I'm a grown-ass man. Let's be real, people. It's real to me, damn it. I'm a grown-ass man. That's what's real to me. Being a grown-ass man is real to me, damn it. Okay, so when I watch professional wrestling, I understand it's like watching hashtag Excelsior. Rest in peace, Stan Lee. We couldn't have half the stuff we have in this world without men like you. Spider-Man in the background, finish that game. So wrestling is storyline. So because it's storyline, because I've watched it for over 35 plus years of my life, 36, 37 years of my life, I understand that it's scripted. You know what? I'm going to break the fifth wall. It's fake. I broke the fifth wall. Mike Knox is telling you that wrestling's fake. No, wrestlers who I love and respect, I know it's not fake to you. Okay? It's not fake to me in a sense either, but I understand winners and losers are not real. You're playing a character, okay? Not what's actually happening in the ring. Okay, now that's not the way. So, I'm going to enjoy this weekend. I'm going to enjoy tonight's War Games. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm actually looking forward to watching War Games. There it is. I said it. You should be too. Okay, but let's talk about the main roster, if we can. Let's talk about this makeshift Survivor Series, people. Ronda Rousey now takes on Charlotte Flair. Singles match. Mistake was made this week as a lot of wrestling outlets had reported, okay, that the match between Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey was for the title, for title, for title. It was never title for title. Okay, let's just get out of the way. All right. So this isn't for titles, SmackDown versus Raw, okay? Personally, in this, with what happened with Becky Lynch, we'll talk about later, I wish they would have just picked Asuka. I give you that, because I don't want to see Charlotte and Ronda now, but I got it, so I'm going to enjoy it and show it to you. It's Ronda versus Charlotte Flair, the best wrestler, women's wrestler of all time, Charlotte Flair. I'm sorry, I'm going to stick to that. Y'all can all jump on the Becky bandwagon and want to ride her. You know, nothing wrong with that. You know, sorry, in my single days, she could do me too, and I still adore her. My wife said, go ahead, okay? It's Becky Lynch. I've seen her in person. She's beautiful, okay? But she's not Charlotte Flair, okay? She has a hell of a thing going on right now, and she's the hottest thing going on right now for a woman that I've ever seen. And I'll be honest, right? What's happening with Becky Lynch in the last 60 days is absolutely amazing. Okay? Absolutely amazing. I love Becky Lynch. Everything about her is like that. Okay? But Survivor Series, I'm going to get excited about that match with Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey. And I'm going to pick Ronda Rousey to win the match. Okay? If I can get a second one in there as I pick Ronda Rousey to win the match, I pick it more like I hope they use Becky Lynch. I see they say she has a concussion. What concussion? I didn't see no concussion on Tuesday. She seemed like she had all her wits and bearings to me. So could this all be because the company, everything about that, the company thought this was so hot. This is too hot for TV right now. It's Becky Lynch. Okay? Becky Lynch going against Ronda Rousey. This is why I say this is the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. Okay? Excuse me. As I take a drink of this wonderful cold beverage. So, as that's not happening, I think she was pulled from the match because of the heat she was getting, and they were going against her, against Ronda Rousey, and that's not what they want. Okay? Simple as that. They did not want to see Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch in that sense of the terminology right then and right there. They didn't want to see that. It was too soon, too fast. So they pulled her from that match. Simple as that. They pulled her. They had to pull her. Okay? The nuclear heat that she was getting in a positive way. And again, this is my problem with wrestling fans. And again, it's not always universal. You have a right to cheer and boo for who you want to. But is Becky Lynch not the heel? She's the heel. She's the heel. This is what I don't get, right? With the exception of some of you suckers out there that would cheer for Lex Luthor over Superman, no one cheers for the Joker over Batman. Maybe a handful of you because you're crazy, okay? And that's cool. Joker's a badass. I get it. But the good guy's supposed to win. And today, I wonder if one of my top five of all time, okay? And I'm going to have my top 10 since top 10s have been coming back. And I think almost 2,000 episodes, 9 years in the game, kind of started the wrestling lists of all of them. I know we started a lot of things in this wrestling world. It's okay. You haven't heard of me. You will now. Okay? So what I don't understand is how you don't understand those kind of things. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes today, I wonder would you cheer for him because he was the ultimate face. I really wonder would you cheer for Dusty Rhodes today because it amazes me how as great as these people are, as great as they are, somewhere, somehow, where do they get to you when you don't like them? And then when you don't like them as wrestling fans, then they don't get nowhere to you because you don't like them. You want for them, I'm getting my thoughts together here, okay? You would like to have the WWE give you the heel you want, but then have him be or her be the way you want, right? And if it's not, I don't understand it. I just don't get it. But and that match in Survivor Series, that's why I would like to see have. I'd like to see Becky Lynch interfere in that match, and neither girl wins this match because Becky's just too hot right now. And that's why that match is not going on, people. Say what you want. I don't believe there's a concussion. I have conspiracy written all over that one right there. Then we got champion versus champion, the one that really got underneath your skins this week. Oh, my God. No, the great. Oh, help me. Help me. No, the great AJ Styles. AJ Styles loses his titles? How dare you? How dare you let AJ Styles lose? What do you mean? AJ Styles has been the champion for damn near 10 months. Okay? AJ Styles is amazing. I'm sorry, that's disrespectful. AJ Styles is the phenomenal one. Okay? It's wrestling. You were just cheering Daniel Bryan. Now you want to boo the man? You want to boo the man? And I've gotten so many comments on this, none of which I would give credit to put on this product podcast, Facebook Live video, YouTube, whatever you want to call it. I'm going everywhere, damn it. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't understand how come you could not get with Daniel Bryan in this move and AJ Styles in this move. And I don't care what you want to hear, what the dirt sheets may say about it. Possibly being, there's just saying that Vince gave him the nod, finally to turn heel. Vince didn't want to see the match. and all these things. And that's very commendable of Vince, if that is what he said, and to, or if he's not what he's saying, that's what they put out there for the Phillies to try to kick a hand up to get off of Daniel Bryan, to meet off and maybe from the fans. But here goes Daniel Bryan a few years ago before he went out, one of the biggest superstars in pro wrestling history. In pro wrestling history, Daniel Bryan was one of the biggest superstars we had ever seen. The Yes Movement. And I know there's, you know, and I've spoken to a few of you, you know, a few that I'm just close to me enough to respect what you have to say and hear what you have to say and spend enough time with me to respect me and so we can have an understanding of why you don't like Daniel Bryan. And I get that. I get everything someone doesn't get, to be honest. You know, well, at least almost everything someone doesn't get. That would be a lie if I said that, right? But majority of things, I can agree. I can see your point of view. But what I can't see in this one is the heat that Daniel's getting from this. Daniel Bryan shouldn't have any heat from this. Daniel Bryan's heel turn was needed. He has been, like I said, one of the biggest superstars that the world had ever seen. Not only on top of that being one of the biggest superstars the world had ever seen, he was going stale. And I'm a Daniel Bryan guy. Daniel Bryan was going stale. So how else do you get him not to be stale, right? If not to, not to have him be turning heel. Something had to happen. And what I didn't understand is people saying, oh, this came out of nowhere. No, it didn't come out of anywhere. They had these seeds planted for weeks. Okay? And I just didn't understand how come some of you wrestling fans didn't get it. Just didn't understand it at all. So when I look at Daniel Bryan, I look at Daniel Bryan turning heel, 347-637-3859. I see some of you guys holding here in the queue right there. If you want to talk, I don't have a producer anymore. This is going straight back podcast. I'm going to see you. I'm going to bring you live on air. I'm going to hope you don't keep it too nasty and raunchy, because I can't do that because I, you know, still trying to get it back over to you know, Fox Sports Radio's got to scrub it clean. Bad enough, I said what I said earlier about Draymond Green, which I still will get into. I think that's hilarious with Draymond Green, and a lot of things have to be said there with him and KG. But, you know, want to talk, hit the number one button, have a voice, okay? But when I look at this, and I look at Daniel Bryan, I'm thinking I'm turning heel. I don't get why the heat was there. I looked at it. I said, yo, I love AJ. What did it mean? Can you see the possibilities of Daniel Bryan being heel? And then how the move at the end. He needed a kick in the ass. He needed somebody. Like, I was watching this stupid movie Flatliners last night with my wife. All right? I'm only bringing that up because he needed to be dead for a minute and come back to life and have something to haunt his ass to be relevant again. I mean, I love Daniel Bryan. But I understand people don't, you know, okay, I get he's the common man. I get all those analogies of people who don't like Daniel Bryan. But like him or not, he went through a great stage. And Daniel Bryan becoming champion to me, I thought was great over AJ Styles. So we're looking at Survivor Series. And so I got Ronda Rousey winning the match, which I, again, hope that Becky Lynch comes out and interferes and stops all of it. Now, I hope the match doesn't even happen, to be honest with you. But it's Survivor Series, and it probably will. But I don't want to finish. I wouldn't be mad if there's not a finish. I know some of you guys will do what you do best and that bitch, but I won't be, okay? Then Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan. What would make this great? What would make this completely awesome that we saw? Could it be another seed that WWE planted? Right. Think about the seed. Think about the seeds that have already been planted. Could that seed be Paul Heyman? Can Daniel Bryan? Would you like to see Daniel Bryan as a Heyman guy? I can see it, because if Brock's going to go WWE, if that's what Brock is going to do, then why not have him go with Paul Heyman? Even if they have the match, and it's a safe, clean match, and at the end of the match, because Brock is going off, I would love to see, you know, even maybe Brock say, yo, here, you know, come join us, or Paul, you know, Brock ain't going to do that much. That's just too much. I'm sorry. But Heyman, anything with Heyman and Daniel Bryan and me would be explosive, and I would love to see that happen. I think it's something that should happen. Daniel Bryan needs it to happen. It's a lot of things that Daniel Bryan needs, and this is one of them. 347-637-3859, number to call in. Again, you want to have a talk, hit number one button. Guys, I see you in the queue. But thank you for listening if you're just here to listen. That's another Survivor Series match right there I want to go with. Then we got the U.S. title, Seth Rollins versus Nakamura. Easy, guys. Easy. Nakamura wins this match because he has to. Will it happen? Hell no. Seth Rollins wins this match even when Dean Ambrose interferes. It ain't going to matter, okay? Because Seth Rollins is the man, okay? Shinsuke Nakamura, listen, you know what? I get tired of hearing and hearing and being tired of everybody talking about how the WWE ruined Shinsuke Nakamura. Oh, sit him back. Shinsuke's not there. How about this? You ever just once as a fan, blame your guy? How about your guy, in this case Nakamura, which, I like Nakamura. I watched him in Ring of Honor. I think he's a quirky guy. But I like to see him, his entrance. My kids got into it. I thought it was pretty cool and dope. It was a dope entrance. They took that from him. Okay. How about Nakamura didn't get over well? How about that? Can we say that? Nakamura didn't get over well on the main roster. Nakamura, he had matches with Jeff Hardy. He had matches with Bobby Roode. He had matches with Randy Orton. He had matches with everybody, with Dolph Ziggler. None of them clicked. Baron Corbin, none of them clicked. And y'all blamed every other person he wrestled but him. Did anybody ever stop to think and blame Shinsuke Nakamura for his mishaps? How do I feel about Ronda Rousey's transition from UFC to wrestling? I love it. And I think, and thanks for that question on Facebook Live, Mr. Muhammad. Is that Zach? So, I love it. One of my things I told people from the beginning when she made the transition, and I personally think she can be the next Kurt Angle. I don't think she has her Kurt Angle hat. So we pumped the brakes there. What made Kurt was a natural instant he had it. From the beginning, from the stupid, dopey smile, the what they gave him to do, he got it. My problem with Ronda and my only problem with Ronda Rousey is her facial expressions. I think she holds them too long. I think she doesn't know when to hold the right face. But I love the stuff. Like when she's talking trash in the ring to these girls, get up, sit down, let me hold my hand behind my back. I think that's all dope. I think she has it in the squared circle like Kurt Angle. Just the other things she's lacking, if she can get that, which I don't know, because I am a pop culture, you know, guy. You know, I'm in that world, and I've seen her act in, what, 4 movies? And not one movie that I think she did really good in. So when I watch her in the WWE, sometimes, she misses the marks and those kind of things. It's kind of like, and I'm going to put this out there since we're talking about it, Renee Young on commentary. Everybody loves Renee Young. I don't get it. I love Renee Young too, but commentary is not one of them. With that. So Nakamura is definitely losing that match right there. Then we got a traditional Survivor Series match as we have Team Raw, Mickie James, Nia Jax, Tamina, Natalya, and Ruby Riott. Woo. And you got Carmella, Naomi, Sonya Deville, Asuka, and still a person to be named on the SmackDown side. I think SmackDown wins that. No, honestly, I can't say SmackDown wins that because Nia Jax and Tamina, despite the quote-unquote heat that Nia Jax had, and here's the thing I was going to say about that. So I got to her name, so I don't have to say it. The comments that was made on Chris Jericho's podcast, I mean, it speaks a lot. Like, I don't care. You know, I always talk to people. Like, I'm in groups. I'm on Facebook now. I'm doing it, but everybody's doing it. I'm close to 2,000 episodes, and I've interviewed almost anybody you can name, and I've met people. I've been in places. I'm that guy that you see in the picture that you just don't know, okay? So I've been here, but I know nothing about professional wrestling more than Chris Jericho. So if Chris Jericho says it looks like she punched her in the face on purpose, then who am I to say she didn't? Okay, my thing, even with that, if she punched her in the face on purpose, so what? Okay, she was mad. She was jealous. So what? Are you sitting here telling me that you never heard JBL hit nobody for real? Bubba Ray Dudley never hit nobody for real? May he rest in peace, Vader never hit nobody for real? Like, this is what these wrestlers do, okay? And they're not going to fire because she related to The Rock. And you think The Rock kills their bottom line? You think of The Rock, if she gets fired, that's going to affect The Rock's six-figure deal they'll give him to come back? Stop it. That's the stuff that annoys me with wrestling fans, and most importantly, dirt sheets. That's why I always have the hashtag, death to dirt sheets. I don't give a damn what you say, all right? If you're not listening to the Friends of the Program over there on Sirius XM, Busted Open Radio, Jim Ross Report, guys like Sam Roberts, guys out there who are getting legitimate interviews. You know, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not those guys in their numbers at all, but you can go back and check some interviews out. I've interviewed those guys. It was not Stone Cold Steve Austin had the Post Wrestling Podcast, people. It was Aunt Meg Johnson, brought to you by your truly Mike Knox and the friends at BBSR Networks, okay? So go check the stats. But Jericho, nah, he hit her on purpose. So what? She hit her on purpose. I don't give a damn. So what? She messed with the match. And I still don't think she messed with the match. I still think they were going to pull Becky Lynch in that match regardless because the fans were turning on Ronda Rousey versus her. And that's not what the WWE wants. So back to Survivor Series card. But yeah, I'm going Team Raw because Tamina and Nia Jax, if they're going to bring tag team titles, there they go. There they go right there. Nia Jax and Tamina, unless she really does have some real heat backstage. Okay, there it is. So then we got Team SmackDown versus Team Raw Survivor Series matches. We got Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, and Bobby Lashley. Lashley's money. I love that dude right there. Then we got Team SmackDown, the Miz, Shane McMahon, good Lord Almighty. Shane McMahon, Rey Mysterio, good Lord Almighty. Jeff Hardy and Samoa Joe. I mean, if the only way Team Raw loses this match, this is why Team SmackDown will win this match, is that Team Raw is going to implode. King Raw, but both these squads have a chance to implode, to be honest. But Miz and Shane, I think, keeps it enough to win. Okay, how about that? But Team Raw is going to explode. I think we're going to get Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, maybe not now, but both turning on Braun somewhere in this match. How about that for a prediction? Then we got tag team titles, which is crazy. Champions versus champions as AOP takes on the Bar. I think AOP has to win this. I love the Bar, but since they go on the SmackDown, it's like, it hurts my heart to finally admit that Vince doesn't care about tag team wrestling, because tag team wrestling was so hot back in 2017. I don't know how it cooled off. You see, welcome to the Uso Penitentiary. I've been a fan of Uso since day one, though. That's why I got the shirt the day one-ish. All right? 347-637-3359, number to call in, at Mike Knox on every social media network you can find. But, I mean, what else do you have with that match? I think that has to happen there. But AOP and the Bar, I mean, you got to give it to AOP if they're going to be anything of significance on Raw and the tag team division that doesn't exist. It's just, God damn it, Vince. How dare you give on tag team wrestling? The Usos is fire. AOP is fire. The Bar was hot. Okay, I'm one of them guys, those who are new to the program. I said to myself, I was not going to continue to rest on the morals of close to 2,000 episodes in the network. Shout out to Mike Grant and Grand Body P on Twitter for SmackDown Center. Hugo and No Foul Play and Soul and Sports and every show that's been a part of the network. Thank you. But it's a new audience out there I'm trying to attack as well. So, check out some archives, but I'm that wrestling fan guy that I don't have a favorite anymore that I just love more than anything else, and I don't hate anybody really. The only one I actually really hated in the last probably 10 years was Zack Ryder. I hated the woo-woo-woo, you suck, bro. I still will say it. Okay, if I ever interviewed him, I would tell him that was my chance. It wasn't because I don't like the person, okay? Look at Jersey Shore. I still do watch Jersey Shore. But I don't watch it like I used to. So what happened to that gimmick? And that would happen to him? Nothing. Okay, that's my only dislike. All right, then we got single matches. Cruiserweight title. This should be on the pre-show. As Buddy Murphy take on Mustafa Ali. You know, the pre-show is actually Team Raw, Bobby Roode, Chad Gable, The Revival, in the B-Team, Lucha House Party, The Ascension, taking on the Usos, New Day, Sandy, Luke Gallows. Why is that on the pre-show? And not, you know, Buddy Murray, that stuff. Like, just come on, WWE. But that's what I have to say about Survivor Series. Those are my winners and losers about Survivor Series. I am still interested in what you guys think about who you think is going to win Survivor Series. Are you going to watch War Games tonight? It's War Games. I don't give a damn what you say. I'll watch the original. Okay, and I watched every War Games ever will be, and I will watch every War Games ever will be until the day God takes me off this earth, because it's War Games, people. It's War Games, okay? We thought War Games was going to suck last year, and look what happened. Every time you think, and this is the smallest takeover card we've ever seen, but hey, so what? I don't care. You know, they're not the same process they used to be. Everybody's not producing like they used to produce also. How about that? How about blaming the guys sometimes and stuff and not the company? Nia Jax, I told you what I feel about that. AJ and Daniel Bryan, told you what I feel about that. So that concludes my wrestling portion of the conversation, because I want to talk about somebody they used to call a bitch, or someone they called a bitch, and that's Draymond Green to Kevin Durant. We don't need you. We don't need you. That's what they called
Kevin Durant, we don't need you. Three words, three little words that will send Kevin Durant out of Golden State, people. It's really that simple. What's going on, my man, Vic? It's really, 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 really that simple, man, that Kevin Durant's gone. I respect Le'Veon Bell for not taking $15 million. I respect every bit of it, y'all. I really, really do. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being back. Right now, I'm going to end the Facebook conversation. Continue on Blog Talk Radio solely, 347-637-3859 for some sports talk, for some talking about Stan Lee, upcoming Creed movie, and more. Go over to Blog Talk Radio / The Game, THAV1, or call in 347-637-3859. Peace on Facebook. We out of here, y'all. Off of Facebook Live and live for the dirty hour that may be here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, 347-637-3859. Y'all, listen, we are back, and I don't understand for the life of me. I don't. Why is everyone so mad at Le'Veon Bell? Why in the world don't people understand what Draymond Green said is really, really that, it's that really, really that important? It really, really is. And people, to hear the rest, to listen to the best, come back on Monday. That's why I took you a little extra over to come over here, y'all. I miss y'all. It's been a while. I'm going to get back into this. I thank you. On our way to 2,000 episodes, y'all. Thank you. Thank you so much. Peace.